Okay, here we are. We're doing another quick start challenge. I hope you enjoy it. The challenge today is going to be Cocos 2D, and we are going to create our first game. Okay, before we get started, I have the instructions open here for the challenge, and we're going to take just a quick look at what's required on the host machine. If you're working on this from home or you want to just see how the host was configured, we'll go through that real quick. So we have Python 2.7.5 for Windows installed. We also have the path variable set up so that it will recognize the Python commands. That's very important. And last but not least, we have GitHub installed and ready to go. All right. So let's look at these tasks. We have 7 or 8 tasks to do today. Depending on how you want to count them up. We're going to create a stub project. We're going to add assets, visual assets to that project. We're going to then configure the background image. We are going to set the main character of the game. We are then going to go on and enable touch control in the game. After that, we will add the projectiles to the game. And we will create the targets, which is your enemy characters. And last but not least, we will enable the interactions between objects, which means that we will set up your projectiles to make contact with the enemy characters. All right, so let's take a look at our task one. This is creating our sub-project. And basically what we're gonna do is we're gonna use a tool that comes with Cocos 2D to create this project for us, and then we'll make some modifications to that project. So let's take a look at these steps. And we're first going to open up a command prompt. And we are then going to copy some commands into that command prompt. We will say yes, we can allow that to happen. I am going to make Word a little bit nicer to see at the same time that I have this command prompt up here. All right. And I'm just going to copy and paste these commands in and run them. So I'll do a copy, come over here, right click, paste it in, start that up. All right. Come down, get the next one. Copy that, get back over here. Find our command prompt. And Control V does not work. So we paste that in. And run that, it takes just a little bit of time, goes. And finally, we're gonna come back over here to Word. Whoop. And grab this last one. And paste that in and run it. Okay. Now, we are gonna open up File Explorer, still in the command prompt. All right, here we go. Now we're in our project that has been created for us. I'm going to close that window. And you can see here that we have more than one solution. So we want to open up the solution for Visual Studio 2013. Just open that up, and here we go. So yes, we will say okay, and there's a bunch of different libraries that get loaded. So we say okay more than once. And now we are here in Visual Studio. Let's switch back just real quick to the instructions and see where we are. All right, so we've opened up the game solution. And now we are going to, let's expand that out. So we're going to go in and we're going to make some changes. We're going to delete some of the game project that we don't need because it's just a Hello World project right now. We're going to turn that into a game project. All right, so we're going to open up back in Visual Studio. Okay, here we are in Visual Studio. I'm going to look in the Solution Explorer window. We're going to expand classes, and we are going to select our code file. Scroll down here where there's some things in this file that we don't need. Just going to delete those. Let's grab this part here, all the way down there. And we'll delete that. And we're also going to scroll down further. We're going to grab this guy here. Again, having to do with the navigation and back button. We're going to delete that. All right. That takes care of the first step with that file. And now we're going to go over and open up the header file. Got just a little bit of cleanup to do here as well. Again, with our mouse callback. And we delete that. And that takes care of the cleanup for our stub file that we needed to do. And we are ready to move on to task two. All right, so here we are in task two, and as you can see, in this task, we're going to be adding some of the game assets to our game. And to help you do that, what we have some pre-configured on your machine. And we are going to go ahead and copy some of the file paths from the Word document into Visual Studio to help us out. So I'm going to grab that first one now, copy that, and I'm going to switch back over to Visual Studio. And now I'm going to expand in Solution Explorer. I'm going to expand the assets. I'm going to say right-click there. I'm going to say add an existing item. And in this Add Existing Item screen, I am going to paste in that path that we just copied from the instructions. And I'm going to say Add. And you can see over here that it has been added. And that's our background for the game. Now, I'm also going to add the remaining assets. Same method of doing that. Say add existing item. Now, the other assets are not in the same folder. So we are going to go back to the instructions, and we are going to get them from the other path location. So we'll copy that. Switch again back to Visual Studio. We're all set here. Copy in that folder location, and we are going to select the player. And we also get projectile and target. So we have player, who is our main character. We have our projectiles that we are eventually going to code. And we have our nemesis here, the target. So we add those in. Now we should have these assets all into our game. And we are going to go ahead on now to the next task. Okay, here we are back in the instructions for task three. And so far we've added the assets to our project. Now we're going to start implementing those assets within the code. So let's see. First we're going to add the background image that we've added to our assets folder. So let's switch over to Visual Studio. And we're also going to be doing a little bit of making this into our game. Right now it's still Hello World, so we're going to fix that as well. So let's start out by opening up our code file. I'm going to close the assets folder, and we're going to open up our code file. So let's scroll up here to the top. Let's change Hello World to My Game, and then to fix the background image, come down here, and we want to change that, as your instructions tell you, to bug 866. Oops, that is not correct. Bug 886. Okay, and then we have one more little thing to do here, and that is we're going to copy a line of code from the instructions. We're going to paste it into Visual Studio. Let's get back to Word, and here's that pesky little line there, and that's going to scale our background image for us. Copy that, get back into Visual Studio, and that is going to go right down here, right there, and we paste that in, and that's great. Okay, now we have another task three to do, so two task threes. So let's get back over to the instructions and see what that is. Okay, here we are back in the instructions for Task 3, Part 2. And now we're going to add our main character to the game. And the instructions call this guy our hero. And let's see what we're going to do. We're going to open up our code file. We're going to go down into the init method. And we're going to add some lines of code from the instructions. So let's grab those lines of code while we're here. Copy those. And let's get into Visual Studio. All right, and if you remember, we were in this same init method. And we're going to paste this information in down near the bottom of this method, right here. Paste that in. Okay, now we have both the background and our character in the game. And at this point, we should be able to build our project, rebuild the solution. This is going to take a little bit of time because it's got quite a large number of libraries over here in our game project. So you can see all these libraries that Coscos 2D provides for us. And that's working away, working away. It takes a little bit of time. But what we will get in the end is a screen that shows the background image and our character. And during the rest of this quick start challenge, we are going to be adding some animation so that our character can fire some projectiles, and we're going to be adding our targets, and we're going to get to the interaction between objects in the game. And this should be finishing up right now. I think maybe it is just a little bit more to go. We'll give that a chance to finish up, and then we will run the game. Let's see. As you can see, you saw that our assets are not super high resolution, but they're pretty good. And for our first game, you substitute any images that you want. We are ready now. I'm going to go ahead and start this up, and we'll take our first look. Okay, there it is. Like I said, not high resolution. Here's our main character. This is our background. And that concludes Task 3, Part 2. And we will stop that and move on to Task 4. All right, here we are in Task 4. At this point, we have our background image and our main character visible in our game. And we are going to enable touch control. So to do that, let's look at these instructions. We're going to work first in our header file, and we're going to declare the methods for the touch dispatcher. And we're going to also have this touches ended event. So let's grab those lines. Like I said, we're going to copy those and switch over to Visual Studio. But we're going to paste them into our header. Let me scroll down here, open up classes, get into our header file, and let's paste those in right here. Add a little spot for them. Paste those in. Looks great. And now we're going to get into our code file. And we need some lines from our instructions. Let's go grab those. All right. And we're going to paste in the methods that we just declared. Let's copy that. And like I said, this is going to go into our code file in Visual Studio. All right. Let's just put them in here at the bottom. All right. Very good. Now, we still need to call the registration method at initialization time. So we're going to scroll up. And let's see. Let's find the beginning of our init. Oop, a little bit too far. Okay. And now let's see. Okay, so we found our method. And now near the bottom of the method, the instructions give us a line of code to add in here. So I'm going to switch back over to our instructions. Let's find that line of code. And this is just setting touch enable to true, so we'll grab that. And we will paste that in right before we end this. Okay, so now touch should be enabled. And we are going to check that out just to be sure we've gotten it right. We will put a little breakpoint here in our touches ended. And let's rebuild this game project. Again, this is going to take a little bit of time. So what we should see when we fire this app up is that when we touch the screen, it hits that breakpoint, and we will switch into our code. So hopefully any minute now, Visual Studio will be ready. It's compiling all those libraries that Cocos2D provides for us. We aren't really using a lot of that. As you can see, this is a simple project. But all these files will come in handy as you really get into your game development. And should be finishing up here any moment. Give it just a little bit more time. And then you will get to see the amazing UI in action once again. All we've done is enabled touch, so we haven't really changed it at all. I touched the screen. You couldn't see me touch the screen, but you see us get to the breakpoint. So that is working. I'm going to clear this breakpoint. You should make sure that's cleared. You're going to wonder why if you don't. And that gets us ready for the next task. So we will switch back over to the instructions. Okay, now we've made it to task 5, which is great because we are going to start adding projectiles to our game so our hero can shoot projectiles. So that's nice. Make it a little bit more fun. Right now all we have is our hero and our background image, and we have touch enabled, but nothing's really moving around, so this is going to be good. Let's take a look at the instructions. What we're going to be doing here is adding a constructor and destructor within our Hello World class so that we can create objects and add them to our game. So let's go ahead and get started with that. We have some lines of code, once again, to copy from the instructions and to paste into our code project. I'm going to grab some of those, switch back over to Visual Studio. We're going to add these into our header. And you can see in your instructions where those need to go. It's right here. Let's paste that in. Okay. And then let's switch back over again to our instructions because there's a little bit more to grab here. And get these lines of code. And back over to Visual Studio once again. We're going to be hopping back and forth quite a bit. And we'll just paste that in right here. Okay. That looks good. Now we are going to switch back over to our code file. Let's go back to our instructions, take a little peek here. And let's see. We're in our code file and we're going to add some lines that are highlighted in your instructions into our code file. I think we can grab that whole thing here and copy that. Get into Visual Studio and we're going to put these up at the beginning of the file. All right, it doesn't really matter where they go, but the instructions said at the beginning, so let's put them up at the beginning. Alrighty, that looks good. And the next thing is to switch back over to the instructions and see what the next thing is. Alright, we'll be working in our Hello World init method. Again, grabbing some code from the instructions, copy that, and it is going to go right before the return statement in our Hello World init file. Well, here we are, Hello World init. Scrolling down to the bottom, right before the return statement. Paste that in there. And now we want to go back into the instructions again. See what's next. Okay. Now we're getting into our touches, so you can see that this is going to be triggered by an actual touch, so that's nice. So let's grab this code. It's a pretty big block of code that we're grabbing here, and we are going to get some information. We'll take a quick look at that once we get it into Visual Studio. See where we wanted to place that at the bottom of Touches Ended. Get back into Visual Studio. Here's our Touches Ended. And we are going to add that in here. Okay, and let's take a little look at what we're doing here. So we're going to get an initial location off our touch location. We're going to determine the offset. And so basically we're going to set a direction from our main character that the projectile will move in. And we look for some different conditions that might occur and then determine where we wish to shoot the projectile. Again, that's based on the location of our main character and the location of the touch. And we look at the length of how far we're shooting, and then we start moving the projectile. Okay, so very good. Let's switch back over to the instructions. All right, we're going to be working in our code file, and we are going to add a sprite move finished method. So let's grab that code. Sprite is our projectile in this case. We're going to grab that, and once again, we're going to be working in our code file. So let's get back over to Visual Studio. We are in our code file. And we are going to paste that in. Visual Studio. Let's see here, up near the top of our file. Let's add it right here. It's where our instructions say. Okay. Now we're going to scroll back down to get to the init method. And when you're working with your own projects, you will learn them very well, and you will have no problem moving around in them. But probably as you go through this, it's going to be a little bit confusing to find the different locations. Switch over to our instructions. Okay, we've just added that file. We're going to move into our headers, and we're going to get our declaration for sprite move finished. So let's copy that line of code. And that's going to go right above this registered with touch dispatcher. Back into Visual Studio, switch into our header file, and registered with touch dispatcher, and paste that in. Okay, so that's great. We've gotten through most of this. Let's switch over to our instructions, see where we are. We've added that, and now we have a hero who shoots projectiles. The next thing is going to be, in task 6, we will have some targets that we can shoot at with those projectiles. So let's get ready for task 6. All right, now here we are in task six, and we're going to be adding our targets to the game. So at this point, you know, we have our background, we have our hero, we've enabled touch, and we've started adding the projectiles. So let's get those targets in there. And the first thing we're going to do is in our header file. So let's grab line of code, copy that, get into Visual Studio, let's get into our header file. And if you're like me, you forgot already where it goes. All right, right underneath protected. Let's get there. Paste that in. Get back over to our instructions. And now we'll grab that line of code. Copy that. All right, step one. Now, we're going to switch over to our code file, and we're going to start moving code into this hello world method. Let's grab that. And back into Visual Studio once again, into our code file. And we need to move into the appropriate routine here. Scroll down a little bit. All right, here we go. There we are. And back over to the instructions. All right. Got a little line of code here to grab. Now, notice, just get the front of that, copy that. And you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to come down, I'm going to grab that comma at the same time. All right. Hello world, back into Visual Studio. And you'll see why I grabbed that little line there. Because we need a comma. Well, it didn't quite work out for me, but fix that. Okay. That's what we wanted. And then back into our instructions. All right, in the init method. So we're going to stay in our code file. And our location for this, so targets array, we're going to paste that in after this dot, set touch enable to true. In our init file. Let's get to init. And right, touch enabled is true. Paste that in there. And then back again. Going to be moving back and forth to our instructions. All right, back into our header file, we're going to add the add target method. I'm sorry, into our code file. And that's going to be a nice big chunk of code that is going to add our targets in. And our targets, if you remember, are our nemesis character in our game. And we're going to add that class in here in Visual Studio. Okay. Back over to the instructions again. Staying in the code file, we're going to add this game logic method. Copy that guy. Okay. And back into Visual Studio once again. Paste that in. And flipping back to the instructions. So you can see there's a lot of code that goes into even a simple game. Now we're going to move into the header file and add the declaration for our game logic file that we've added. Copy that line, and it's right above Sprite move finished. Some of these doesn't really matter, but just to keep in line with your instructions, I'm gonna try and loop that. All right. Let's create a line there, paste that in. And we come back over to the instructions and now back into the code file. In our init method, we are going to get this add target implemented. All right, so grab that, copy that line of code. It's in the init method, and it's going to go right after the add child player. So get into our code file. And are we in our init method? Let's get into init. Scroll down where we add child player, paste that in there, and then back into our instructions. All right, so now that finishes up all that copy and paste, and we have now our ability to fire these projectiles, and we have these targets coming at us. And right now the projectiles are going to go right through those targets, but we're going to take care of that in this next task, our final task, coming up in just a second here for you. All right, here we are in task 7, and we are going to, as it says, manage interactions. And basically we're going to do some add some code that enables the collision detection between our projectiles and the targets. So let's go ahead and get started here. We're going to add some code to our header file, copy that, move into Visual Studio, get into our header file, and let's add that in right there. Okay, back over to the instructions. And now we're going to move into the code file, into our Hello World init method, and we are going to get ready for this game update, right? So that's going to be our loop, which manages our screen and where we're going to do our collision detection. So let's copy that line of code. Again, this is going into our init method right before the end. And so back into the code file. We are in the init method. And right before the return, add that line of code in there. All right, and now we need to copy that big game update method, which is going to do all that collision detection for us between our targets and our projectiles. Keep on going. Yeah, it's a lot of code there doing that for us. Copy that. And that, of course, is going to go into the end of our code file. I'm just going to scroll quickly down to the bottom here. Paste that big file in there. As we scroll up through, you can kind of get the sense of how it's doing this. It's looking at the targets, and it's getting their positions, understanding where the projectiles are, and it's just going to see where they overlap. Okay. Then finally, we are going to be back in the sprite move finish method, and we're going to remove targets when we hit them. So let's copy this. It's going to be in the sprite move finished, right below the this remove child code. Grab those, back into Visual Studio. Let's find our sprite move finished. All right. Scroll up a bit. And sprite mode finished here. And I just want to make sure that we're following your instructions. It's going to go right after remove child. Right there where we were. Add that in. Okay. Well, believe it or not, I think we've gotten to the end of our instructions. So, now this, I'm going to run this in a second. It's going to take a little bit of time to compile again, and then we should have our game. Okay, so we've got our game compiled. Let's see what we have. All right, here's a guy. I'm touching the screen to fire projectiles. They go wherever I point. You can see the targets are disappearing if I manage to hit any of them. And that is the game. So, very nice. Your first game using Cocos 2D. Okay, well, I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I did. We used Cocos 2D to create our first game. It was awesome.